today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Even now, I'm praying that the Spirit would manifest itself, the power of the Spirit in how we counsel. Sometimes it's not in the bombastic expression that we like to have with the charisma of God, but God sometimes will speak through a still small voice. That's why I'm asking God to allow your words to weigh 10 pounds. The heavier your words, the quieter you can speak them. God will put weight on your words where you don't have to shout to move things.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Person and Power of the Holy Spirit. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 5.
Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 5. I strongly recommend that you get this morning's teaching. It is absolutely astounding, the move of God here this morning. We don't duplicate services. We believe God wants to do something unique here today at our late service. But I really believe God will bless you. And there are people who need to get this morning's message in your archives. And I believe God to bless it. And I believe God to do something powerful in your life. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 5, and it reads like this. Verse 1, a shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From the roots, a branch will bear fruit. Verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. Here's the sevenfold manifestation of that Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of power, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the reverential fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears. In other words, he will not be influenced by extraneous things. Verse 4, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice, he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. Come on, a double-edged sword is coming out of his mouth. With the breath of his lips, he will slay the wicked. Verse 5, righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. I'm dealing with a series called Advocate, Intercessor, and Friend, speaking of the Holy Ghost. Today's message, The Person and Power of the Holy Spirit, Part 2. Get Part 1 this morning. For those of you that are watching on Facebook Live, and for those who are on the YouTube channel, Facebook Live, like and share now. Do it. Share it now. And work with your bishop so I can get the message around the world. Can somebody say amen? Amen. I need you all to work with me. If you work with me, we can do some great things. Someone from Youngstown, Ohio, sending a message. I'm not there, but could you please write my children's name down and put them in the basket? And if Youngstown, Ohio, can acknowledge the fact that something special is happening here, what about those of us who are here in the region? My great grandmother is from Youngstown, Ohio. I have my father's brother, Bobby, is from Youngstown. And they've been estranged from each other for 20 years. But I'm calling it into existence that we will reunite. The Clark descendants in Youngstown, I speak to you, cover you in the name of the Lord. Marcel, wherever you are, I bless you in the name of the Lord. I call you into existence. For Grandmother Mary's sake, let your spirit rest upon our descendants. for Robert Clark, for his legacy, the father of the two boys, Enoch and Bobby. I bless you in the name of the Lord. And by the Holy Spirit, I thank you for bringing our family back together, all the way up in Youngstown, in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. In 1984, I decided to go and see my grandmother, and I caught a bus to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and then over to Youngstown. When I got to the bus station, I was a young man in my early 20s. And when I got to Youngstown, I caught a taxi to her house. When I got out of the taxi, I had on a leather coat. It was a little cool at the moment. And I went to the door to knock on it. Her maid opened the door and she said, "Lamar." I said, How do you know me? She said, "Your grandmother watched the way you were walking and she knew it was you." I said, "But she hadn't seen us since we were little children." She said, I heard her say, "I know you." Thank you, Lord. And I just hear the Holy Ghost saying, "You may have been estranged from me for many years, but I know you. I know your walk. I know your gait. I know how you move. I know your swag. Though you've been out of my presence because you're mine, I know you." And at that moment, I got a sense of family. Though my grandmother hadn't seen me since we were little boys, and when my father took us up to meet her, Nick got his hand shut in the door upstairs. I remember him hollering because someone slapped his hand in the door. I hadn't been up there since I was a kid, but my grandmother recognized my walk and said, "I know you. And I'm here to tell you the Spirit of God knows you as well." And I believe he's calling all of us back to that centrality, that relationship with him. Let him speak to your heart and come home. Can somebody say amen? Come on, let's give him praise because he knows us by name. Father, I thank you for the breath of God, for the Holy Spirit of God that breathes upon people, your people that you know by name. Think through my mind, speak through these lips of dust as an oracle, for where there is no vision, the people perish. Use me for your glory. I'm expecting great things in my life, in my home, all around. You do great things. Move by your Spirit and by your power to touch every heart and every soul under the sound of my voice, families and children. I come against the great red dragon out of Revelation 12 that desires to devour the seed. And I thank you, Lord, for preservation. Capture, rapture the child out of danger. And Father, I thank you for arresting the prince of the power of North America that is using young people to destroy other young people and using the marijuana cloud to change perspective. I thank you that through the midst of it, you're reaching in to protect our children. As the enemy slaps adults, he's after the children. So protect them now in the name of the Lord. Holy Spirit, you're the great comforter. Do what only you can do. Your office work is to maintain and to preserve and to save. Thank you for being advocate, intercessor, and friend. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Isaiah, the messianic prophet, out of his wells of revelation of the Messiah, says in verse 1 of chapter 11, "A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse." From the stump of Jesse. It looked like Jesse's house was cut down. It looks like after David died, The kings of Israel went astray and did not uphold the standard that God has set. But out of the stump of Jesse, or in other words, from his family loins, from the root of Jesse, from his roots, a branch will bear fruit. This shoot will come up out of the stump of Jesse. Glory to God. As it was prophesied over David, thank you, Lord, by Nathan the prophet, that his kingdom would come to no end. Here Isaiah picks it up and says, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon the branch that will bear fruit. We know that the branch that came up out of the shoot of Jesse is Jesus. Here in chapter 11, the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. Spirit is never supposed to just land on you and then jump off. But he's supposed to come upon you and rest for a while. And God will allow you to sit down sometimes because he's trying to get his spirit to rest on you. We're moving too much. We are doing too many things. We are trying to involve ourselves into too many things without acknowledging the fact that we need the Holy Ghost in our lives. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. And if you're with Jesus, the Spirit should rest on you as well. Stop being afraid of the Holy Ghost. Stop calling him that thing. He's a person. I'm going to explain some things to you. He can feel. He gets angry. He can be grieved, just like a woman can be grieved. You say the wrong thing to her, she'll back up from you. Look like you gaining a little weight, she'll back up. She may not say a word, but she's going to back up in her soul. You look like you've been through a few extra things. She's going to back up. I was sitting in a restaurant with a preacher, and the waitress came up, and she was tired and elderly. He said, look like you had a few bad days in your life. She said, my husband died. I was like, man, you preachers are so insensitive sometimes, man. The lady said, my husband died. That's why I had a bad day. There are people who are insensitive, and he grieved her, and she backed up. Even though she was serving, I can tell she didn't want to serve him right. So I pulled out $100 and gave it to her. I said, let me smile. Get your face to smile. I need you to give me some good service. She said, yes, right, sir. No problem at all. Because you can grieve a woman in one sense, but if you know how to invest, you'll turn that around. And if you know how to work it with the Holy Ghost, he'll show back up again. Glory to God. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The Spirit of wisdom. The Spirit of wisdom. And if you're connected with God, you'll have wisdom. That is the ability to apply knowledge and understanding. You cannot understand what you're not willing to come underneath. Understanding comes with alignment. Understanding comes when you come underneath the order of God. It's one thing to criticize the church when you're not under the rule of the church. Standing on the outside, you'll never understand a submarine if you're standing on the outside on the shore. You got to crawl through the hatch, go all the way down in it, and then learn how it operates. All of that steel being able to float and then submerge itself in the sea and go deeper without it cracking under the pressure of the waters, and being able to do any kind of thing, stand off the shore of Washington, D.C. or Moscow and blow it up with nuclear bombs. You would never understand the power of the sub until you're willing to submit to it. You must come underneath it. You won't understand the order of God until you come underneath his authority. So stop trying to get unsaved people to understand the church. They will never understand it until they get involved. You won't understand parenting until you sub it. You won't understand marriage until you sub it. You won't understand how the church works until you come underneath it. I'm not trying as a pastor to get people to understand why I do what I do. You'll understand it better by and by when you submit to it. Thank you, Jesus. And then the spirit of counsel will be upon him. That counsel should be laced with wisdom. The spirit of counsel.
Even now, I'm praying that the Spirit would manifest itself, the power of the Spirit in how we counsel. Sometimes it's not in the bombastic expression that we like to have with the charisma of God, but God sometimes will speak through a still small voice. That's why I'm asking God to allow your words to weigh 10 pounds. The heavier your words, the quieter you can speak them. God will put weight on your words where you don't have to shout to move things. You can whisper it. You disappointed me. You disappointed me. And it will weigh more than you disappointed me. That's what God wants to take us to, the still small voice. The spirit of counsel and of power. There's a spirit of power. Power to move mountains. Power to create miracles. Power to move things, especially systems. Some people are after the fruit of problems, but I'm after the systems that create the problems. Glory to God. And the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of knowledge. Some people think knowledge comes just through reading, but there is an impartation from the Holy Ghost of knowledge, the depth of God. Glory to God. Israel wanted to know the acts of God. But Judah wanted to know his ways. Glory to God. And there are people in the church that want the acts of God. Go do it, God. Give us more money. Build a building. But then some of us want to know, God, what is it behind the scenes that made you choose me? Glory to God. Why do you love praise so much? Why do you take a motley crew and put your spirit in it and then use the motley crew for your glory? Why would you take no names? Why would you take the foolish things to confound the wise? Why would you take people who are broke, toe down from the floor up, bypass those who got it all together, put your spirit in them and then use them for your glory? Why do you move like that and do it like that and flow like that and speak it like that? Why are you weak for worship? Why do you inhabit the praises of your people? Why would you leave Michael and Gabriel and come to a house of worship where they lift up their hands like that? Why would you inhabit the praises of your people? Good God, that's the ways of God. It was Moses who said, show me your face. Woo, show me your face. I want to see your face. God says, I can't give you that request because if you looked at my face, you would die. But I tell you what I'll do. I'll show you my glory. I'll put you in the cleft of the rock and then pass by. Hallelujah. And I will cover you so you can't see my face, but I'll show you my hind parts. I'll let you see the finished work. I'll let you see the end from the beginning. I'll show you that I chose you from the foundation of the world. Ooh, Jesus. Let me decree and declare, some of you are trying to see the face of a thing, but God is going to show you the end of a thing. Glory to God. Speak the end result. Use your faith to move mountains. Can somebody say amen? It is the spirit of counsel. Glory to God. The spirit of counsel, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Reverential fear of the Lord. God didn't want you to be afraid of him, but he wants you to reverence him. Where is the respect for God? Glory to God. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. And if you respect God, you won't grieve him as much just by respecting him. Glory to God. If you ever go to Israel, one of the things, and hear ancient Hebrew, it is a harsh language. It requires the inhale and the exhale. That's how people are talking. Jehovah, like that. It's harsh. It sounds harsh to the ear. Because you have to exhale when you communicate ancient Hebrew. Glory to God. But the Jews respected God so much that when they say Jehovah, they chop it up. Jehovah. They don't say Jehovah because they felt if you say his name, he may show up. Glory to God. If I just call his name is synonymous with presence. If I say Jehovah, then he will show up in power. So they chop it up. Jehovah. They abbreviate it, glory to God, because they believe that if you call on the name of the Lord, he may just come around the corner. And if you reverence him like that, if you move with him like that and put the reverence back on him, I believe we'll see God show up in our lives just a little bit more. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So the Holy Spirit is called an oil. In oil, he's called fire. He's also called wind. Why are we talking about? We're talking about the person and the power of the Holy Spirit. Come on, there's power in the oil. Glory to God. What is the first mandate for the oil? The anointing is not just for your head. Moses said the oil is for the light. Good God from Zion. That when God sends oil to you, one of the things he's trying to do is get light to you. He's trying to open up a crevice so you can see with clarity. Glory to God. Open up a wedge of light, so you can see with more clarity and understanding. Glory to God. And all of you getting, get clarity. Get an understanding. The oil is for light. Glory to God. In other words, when Moses, actually he didn't do it himself, but when his brother Aaron and his descendants, the Levitical priesthood, would go into the tabernacle, the way they would illuminate the tabernacle is with oil for the lamp, which would cast light upon the inner court. No other light was considered to be legitimate within that particular spot. You got sun's light on the outside, but once you go into the curtain, the holy place, the only light there is the light that came from the lampstand, and what fed the light is the oil. Glory to God. Any other fire in the midst of that is called strange. Glory to God. And in the 21st century, I think we struck up, thank God for the grace, but I think we've struck up a lot of strange fire. Oh, we got lights, camera, and we have technology, and it's taking the place for the oil. Because what we're doing is attracted to theatrics, but not to the person of the Holy Ghost. We're not attracted to the person of the Holy Ghost. We tried to make the bread look wonderful, like Wonder Bread, but it's unleavened. Glory to God. It's unleavened, no yeast in it, which means it looks lumpy. It looks lumpy. It's not Wonder. It's not supposed to make you pick it when you go on the shelf. When you go to Publix, you wouldn't pick that. You would walk past it because it doesn't look pretty. But in the 21st century, we made bread lovely. We only take it when it looks fresh. But in the tabernacle, you got to have what we call unleavened bread. Thank you, God. Yeast all up in the bread. Like yeast in our praise. Pride, only the ones that can sing wants to grab a mic, and we don't even want to praise if they don't have the right type voice. Theatrics in the house of God. God ain't trying to keep your attention. He's not trying to make Christianity beautiful for you. You need a lamp in the light, glory to God. You need a lamp to cast light on the bread. And once you see the bread, when the light is cast on it, then God wants you to desire it. It comes from reverential fear. Thank you, God. Not because we make Christianity okay for you. Some people are going to walk past Jesus because they don't look lovely. And if you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you won't thirst again. It doesn't mean it looks pretty, but it's good for your soul. Can somebody say amen? It will be bitter coming down your throat, but it's like honey in your belly. Woo, Jesus. You trying to find a preacher who makes you feel good, but that ain't Merton Clark. I ain't trying to make you feel good. I'm trying to get you to Jesus. I want you to get past me and get to him. The only reason you know me is because he knew that I wouldn't pull my name out of the hat. I'm not the rabbit for you. Ain't no magic tricks up in here. I'm teaching Jesus and him crucified. And if you want him, you got to eat from the bread. And if you eat from this bread, you won't thirst or hunger again. I'm not fair enough. I don't have it good enough to attract you. I'm not trying to hold you. I'm trying to get you to the one that can.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Person and Power of the Holy Spirit, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2206-1211. That's reference number 2206-1211.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today.
The newest edition of Revealed Magazine is now available. Log on to our website, truthrevealed.org, where you can download a copy for yourself or someone. Printed copies are also available for $3 at the communication and promotion counter. Truth Revealed's music department is expanding, and we have a place for you. If you sing or play keys, drum, or lead bass guitar, we want you on our team. Email worship@truthrevealed.org for more information. Thanksgiving is a little over 2 weeks away, and Truth Revealed wants to make this one memorable. If you are a single parent or facing difficult circumstances this holiday season, please contact Barbette Williams to be a recipient of this year's turkey giveaway. Email ced@truthrevealed.org for details.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Cocoa, 99.9 FM.
From Love Worth Finding, here's Adrian Rogers with a treasure from the Word.
I've said it before, there's only one person who has ever lived the Christian life. It's not you and it's not Adrian, it's Jesus. In your home or your job or your school or my school, if it is lived, it'll be Jesus Christ living the life in us. And therefore, it will not be a superficial life. It will be a supernatural life. Major Ian Thomas said, we can. He never said we could. He can. He always said he would. We need to let him. We need to let the Lord Jesus Christ live his life in us. What Jesus began to do in the Gospels, Jesus wants to continue to do, and Jesus Christ wants to live his life through you. It is Jesus in you that is living the Christian life. I'm not just playing with words. Folks, it is Christ in you, the hope of glory, Colossians 1 and verse 27. In Acts chapter 5, verse 12, the Bible says, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders done. Actually, the Greek language is, through the hands of the apostles, signs and wonders were done. One pastor used to keep a tattered old glove on his desk, and he'd pick it up and say, Lord, you fill me like my hand fills this glove. And Lord God, you use me.
For more about Love Worth Finding and Adrian Rogers, visit our website at lwf.org.